12.1 The Fall of the Twin Towers. An Eyewitness Account.
The day started much like any other day. I got on the subway. We came across the bridge, and I remember noticing what a lovely day it was with the bright blue sky. I remember coming out of the subway, as I normally did, and I saw a cloud, or what looked like a small cloud, white cloud. And I remember thinking, gosh, that's unusual, because this sky is so totally clear. But I didn't think much more of it, and I set off walking to my office. I didn't get far. I got to the first block, and on the corner there were a couple of people looking up, staring up at the tower. So I looked down at what they were looking at and noticed that there, what seemed to be, to me at the time anyway, a small hole. And you could actually see a few bits of flame around the edge. And I asked these two people what happened. And one of them said that a plane had flown into it. And I remember thinking, oh, gosh, no, that can't be true. But as I walked, there was more and more smoke coming out. Well, I made it to my office and went up to the 16th floor. So I went into the office and there were lots of my colleagues there. Obviously, there was a lot of sort of confusion. And so I went to one of these offices with the clearest view and looked out. And I remember thinking, gosh, I don't remember that. There's a hole in the other side. Quite a few people who were in the office earlier than me that morning, they'd seen both of them. They started telling me about this second one that went down the river and sort of exploded towards them because it came from the south. Soon you could start to see, they obviously started to evacuate, and there were just thousands of people walking straight up towards us and just pouring up towards us. I tried to phone family and friends, but none of the phones seemed to work. So I sent out an email. That seemed to be the one thing that was still working. I couldn't speak to any of my family in England. I did speak to my wife once when I first got in and told her to wake up and turn on the television and see what was happening. I was unable to get through to her after that. The sort of surreal goings on, sending these emails backwards and forwards about what was happening outside my very window. And it was while I was writing an email, I heard some screams, and I ran round just to see sort of this huge cloud of smoke and people just shouting and screaming, it collapsed. This huge cloud of dust came, you could see it pouring up the avenues, and it sort of burst out through Battery Park, right out into the Hudson River, because I remember seeing lots of the ferries were all doing evacuations, taking people from every point they could, and they just got enveloped in this huge cloud of dust. There was so much dust, you didn't know, you know, whether, how much it had fallen, whether it was just the top. I suppose we're all expecting to see something still there. We'd still see the other one standing because it had the big antenna, the big aerial on top of it. So as I stood there watching, I had no idea how long for, and then, of course, the other one collapsed. You could clearly see there was a very particular design, these long, sort of slightly ornate metalwork. I remember seeing that sort of explode out. And then you just saw the great big top with this giant aerial on just drop straight down. And you'd see all this other stuff just peeling away from the sides. You could see just each corner of it peeling back and this giant top just smashing down through it. And obviously there was all the dust and everything and more screaming. We all thought, because we'd seen so many thousands of people walking north, that maybe everyone had got out because there was this, you know, non-stop procession of people. In fact, I think our brains didn't even think about the fact that there were people inside it. You just sort of looked at it as a building, and you just assumed that there was no one in it. You just don't actually want to think about that. It was, you know, unlike any feeling you've ever thought. There was no panic in the office, and also very clear acknowledgement that something had changed in the world today, and we were sitting staring at it. It was quite the most incredible thing, and from what was just a normal, lovely New York autumn day, it's just incredible how much changed in that morning.